For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. This report from the National FFA Convention brought to you in part by Minnesota Farmers Union, AMPI, and also ADM in St. Cloud as we visit with the Albany chapter and Julie Orbeck joining us. And Julie, what's this whole kind of event been like for you so far? There's been a lot to do for you guys.
Oh my gosh, it has been crazy, and it's only day three. We did a lot of stuff yesterday. We visited the Indy 500 track, and we got to kiss the bricks, and that was really fun, and it was really cool to be able to do that. And then after that, we went to the opening session, which was really cool. We had great keynote speakers. We learned a lot from them about, you know, just your one moment. All it takes is one moment to change your life, and all it takes is one moment to, you know, put you on a different track. So it was really cool to learn about that. And then we had the Garth Brooks concert last night, which was probably the best night of my life. Just gonna put that out there. But yeah, we had that, and that was pretty much the end of the night. And today we're just kind of hanging out at the expo until we have a tour at 1:30. So we've been busy.
I know we had folks with National FFA saying Garth Brooks told them that he probably enjoyed it more than the people watching. He enjoyed it, and they said he just gave it all for the show, too.
Oh, yeah. He was awesome, and I don't know if I'd completely agree with that. I would say I enjoyed myself very much. I told you before, I cried like 5 times because I was so overwhelmed with joy. But I've also wanted to see Garth Brooks since I was 5, so it was a really cool experience. He has a lot of energy and does a great performance.
You mentioned the whole just one kind of theme here at convention, and I'm sure you can bring that back locally too, where, like you said, it kind of maybe puts you at ease where you don't have to do 10 things or 15 things so super great. If you guys focus on one thing, you're still making a difference.
Yeah, definitely. All it takes is one person, one voice, one event to change your whole life, and that's kind of what this whole convention is trying to teach everyone. So,
Have you had a chance to meet any other states, any other chapters or anything?
Katie has my book, but we have this signature page where you have to get a signature from everyone from all the 50 states and the 2 territories. And we have almost all of our signatures already. So we met a lot of people from all over the country. And it's really cool just to know that there's other people from all over the country that are just like you. It's really like impactful.
You know, I once had somebody from Iowa said, "Boy, Joe, you have a funny accent." Have you heard that from anybody at all? Or
I don't think there's been a time I haven't heard that from anyone, because, you know, they come up to you and they say, "Oh, where are you from?" And, "Oh, Minnesota." And they start laughing right away. They're like, "Oh, that's funny." You should listen to yourself. You sound pretty weird, too. But but yeah, everyone is like, "You guys have such a weird accent." I'm like, "I think I sound normal." And now we're kind of just over-exaggerating it a little bit just to, you know, like, give them what they want. Because you all know that they want them to, or they want us to really exaggerate the O's. So we're like, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't you know?"
Well, cool. Julie Orbeck joining us here on Chasm Radio as we check in with the Albany FFA chapter. Our coverage also brought to you by the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, powered by the Soybean Checkoff and Nelson Insurance Agency. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joel Gill.